Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head now to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to our friend John Keim, Commanders reporter for ESPN.com. John, good morning.
What up, fellas?
Hey, John. You know, before we get into it, I wanted to ask you, what is your take on Adam and these sort of these hints that you could feel confident they're going to go with Jaden? I know you've said that they're notoriously quiet, secretive. They're not telling anybody. What does Adam know? He's your colleague. What's he know that we don't know?
I mean, I can't speak for what he may or may not know, but what I do know is he doesn't know for sure. So that, because he hasn't said that, most likely signs point to signals, et cetera. And he would be the first to admit that. So nobody knows because they have been there. And here's the other thing. Because they haven't finalized the call yet. So, but that's where you can say, like, well, listen, signs point to, signals point to. But bottom line is, I think, you know, Adam would be the first to admit, and I can't speak for him.
Of course.
But I just know that, you know, nobody knows for sure.
How do you know, John, that they haven't decided yet? How do you know that? Because like Jason says, they know. JP says they know. They know what they're doing.
I personally think that they could come down to the last day.
I agree with you.
Why would you make a decision 9 or 10 days out when you don't have to?
Yeah, they don't have to make the decision now. And people made these mistakes throughout the coaching search as well, just assuming what they knew, which was, to be honest, nothing. And, but this, what people have to learn is that, like, this is a very, very process oriented group. And that doesn't mean they don't have a strong lean. I don't know if they do or they don't. I mean, it would only be human if you, right? Only make, but, you know, during the coach search, it was always go through each step. And part of that process is going through this week, which is all the visits. And those are important. So, you know, today, Jaden Daniels is there today. Drake May and JJ will be there tomorrow. So they want to get through that. And I think part of the problem, they don't have to know now. You know, fans want to know now. We all want to know now. But they don't have to know because why? What difference does it make? If you you may have a lean, but, like, you don't have to settle on the guy. Because what if they settled on a guy – because, you know, a couple weeks ago, and then you learn some things during the process thereafter, and maybe it goes against your guy, but you'd already settled on him, so you just kind of dismiss whatever you learn or whatever, because, he's our guy. And, you know, so then what? Maybe you make the wrong pick because you stuck on him a month ago. And so I think you need to go through this process, and that's how they operate. I mean, just everything I've heard is they haven't. Again, haven't settled on a guy doesn't mean they don't
they're not leaning.
Like a certain guy. Yeah, that part I don't know.
And, right. Are they bringing in Penix?
Maybe they settle on a guy after the in-person interviews.
Exactly. Yeah. Because one thing I know with Adam Peters, he will solicit a lot of input. And, I think they just want to be careful. What I also know about Josh Harris is he wants every piece of information that you can give him about whatever decision you're going to make. Right. So if you go to him and say, like, if you went to him and said, we're settling on this guy now, it's like, well, what about this, this, and this? Like, oh, well, but this is our guy.
Right.
If you can't answer the other questions, he's going to say, you need to do more work.
Hey, John.
And so I think that's part of it.
Are they bringing in Penix or Bo Nix or any of those guys?
They already brought in Penix.
Okay.
Bo Nix, not to my knowledge, but yeah. But yeah, they already brought in Penix. And
was that just a due diligence thing, or does that mean they were possibly interested in him, and number two?
Well, I think there's definitely interest. I think you'd have to say that, but I think that would have been from a, hey, you never know what someone may offer, and if you're in position to take, like, if, for example, if someone made them this great offer to trade back, which wouldn't see, but you should know, like, okay, what if the Vikings offer you, who would be your guy there at 11? And it would probably be, you know, the one guy who would probably would, I think the other three or four would be gone. So then you're looking at Penix, bring him in. And so, but I think that's a due diligence thing because you're not taking him at two.
Right, right.
John, you wrote a good piece on ESPN.com highlighting the strengths and weaknesses of Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Why don't we go through some of those? You talked to NFC offensive coaches. What did they say about Jaden, the pros and the cons?
Well, first of all, that's the guy. And this is where, you know, where with Adam, too, it's the same thing. When we talk about, you know, his signs and the signal and all that, it's the same thing that I would get, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, this is what others are saying.
Right.
And that's where, like, more people you talk to, whether it's, you know, guys who coach the position or offensive coaches or head coaches, he's the guy that they pointed to as the guy. And, you know, obviously you have the we can all see the legs and all that, but he's improved as a pocket passer. He was really good with that last year. And I think the downfield accuracy is something that always jumps out. And Dan Quinn talked about it with me too, is the processing speed. That Jaden Daniels has, you know, and I think one of the benefits of playing in the SEC for some of these coaches too, that you'd see him against different defenses and better defenses than you'd see like a Drake May, for example, and even JJ McCarthy. I mean, there were only, you know, a couple good defenses in the Big Ten and, you know, in the ACC. So you're going to see that, but also because of that, you'd see more post-snap disguises, right? And can you diagnose that after the snap? And I think that's one of the things that people saw with Jaden Daniels.
Now, two of the knocks you pointed out is one coach said his throws outside the numbers, maybe doesn't have the greatest of arm. And then of course his stature.
Right. And so the outside the numbers, one of the things that is his arm is good, but it's not great. And so you're thrown outside the numbers. It's not like he had success outside the numbers at LSU, but a lot of it was downfield and the fades and all that. So we're talking about the quick outs. It's different, right? That's a power arm strength. And so he has really good timing, and you can make up for a lot of that with timing and anticipation. But I think on the other stuff is what one coach had told me, like his ability to drive the ball. But they felt like, you know, you could work with that in terms of mechanics and getting his lower body more into it. So I think that was an area where, yes, that was something they pointed out, but there was a feeling that you can work with that because you can get him to drive more and use the lower body more. So I don't think it was a massive issue. The frame is the bigger issue, and just the taking all those hits. And we've seen that here before with Robert. And, you know, just if you're not careful, what it can lead to. So that's the main – I think that's a big concern. It's not – like his frame is narrow, but so is Kirk Cousins. But Cousins isn't a runner. He takes care of himself. So if you can do that, then I think he's going to be fine, right? But that's the one concern is, like, will he alter the mind? It's not just about sliding, too. It's like you have to change a mindset when you're running like that. The kid – mean, he's tough and he competes. And sometimes that can trip you up a little bit if you're trying to run over some NFL linebackers or something. Or, you know, so I think that's the big thing is because he is slender and because he does run, will he learn to protect himself more? Sometimes it's just throwing the ball away. Those are the two things.
John, did you put your people reading skills to the test when you had Dan Quinn on your podcast? Did he seem like more enthused to talk about one prospect than the other? What were your takeaways?
My takeaway is I don't want to play poker against these guys.
Okay.
No, he did not. But you can, you guys had him. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
You asked him some questions that I felt like were revealing. So, you know, I can't get past the game changer line. You know, mm-hmm. That's a hard one to get past because what does every coach want? And, you know, sometimes like you try, this is where, again, you know, where you try to read and see like, what does this mean? And when you hear about like, you know, defensive coach, the reason why too, like every defensive coach I've talked to for a while, they hate facing quarterbacks like Jaden Daniels because of that ability to create with his legs and creating chaos. So I think that's, you know, I think, you know, Dan Quinn falls in that as well, but it's not like Drake May and JJ McCarthy are statues.
Yeah. I mean, you pointed out in your article, right, about Drake May, that Daniel Jeremiah, for example, has Drake May number one. So why don't you fill us in on what the Drake May backers say? Cause we kind of know the negatives is that not experienced enough, might take some time. You know, he's not as ready as Jaden Daniels, but what are the backers saying about Drake?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, I think, first of all, I mean, he's a good athlete. And he's not Caleb or Jaden, but he's a good athlete. And mm-hmm. So I think that, and even again, Dan Quinn on your show, that's what he used the word to describe Drake, but that's what others will say too. And I had one of his college coach, well, I guess an offensive analyst from UNC, Clyde Christensen, who coached in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I talked to him last night and, but the arm strength, it's not a cannon. It's a really good arm. He's a really good arm, and he does throw a good deep ball. I think you can see there are times with him where you just see like that's an NFL play. The throwing from a messy pocket and, having to slide in the pocket, reset, keep your eyes, boom, over the middle, there it is. So that I think he's – and that size is a big deal. He's at 6'4 and 230 or whatever. He's very, very sturdy, and so – you would think he'd be durable because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are some of the things, like those are the big things. And even with the mechanics, I think when you talk to people and why they'd have to sit him for a while is because you need to tweak those up and firm them up. I mean, he does have a longer delivery. That's an issue. And that's something that that's where Jaden has a more compact release. And so I think that's something that Drake May would have to get better at. He also needs to take better care of the ball. And I think that's another thing. But then the footwork is the other part. And that's why I think they feel like he'd have to sit earlier, more so than Jaden Daniels would. The arm strength and just there, you know, he makes some plays where it's like, that's really impressive. And, you know, I could, you know, so I think there's definitely reason. Even like I talked to Jay Gruden, and his thing was he'd take Jaden now, but over the next 5 years, he thinks that Drake would be better. But that's, you're banking on your ability mm-hmm. to develop a guy. And I think, you know, one thing that trips coaches up sometimes is the absolute ego and thinking they can do something with somebody that maybe maybe you really can't. But that's when you have to get to know the kid to see, oh, is he going to put in the work to help us get him there, right? But those are the things they'd say about him.
JK, is Washington still fielding calls for the number two pick, do you think, or are they just locked in?
I don't know, but I'm sure they are because, you know, I mean, you hear that the Raiders.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it all goes back to the information. Like, anything with this group, it's like, how much information are you presenting your owner? Because, again, if the analytics show, like, hey, you know, trading back in this situation would be a great thing, and and they're a big analytics group, and you don't, and you have Minnesota offering you 5 first round picks to move up, and you don't listen, you're kind of making a mistake. But you know what I mean? But so I think that, yes, I think these calls all get made. And if nothing else, it's just to gauge the temperature of the desire.
Right.
And I have a hard time believing they would trade back. It's because in large part because where are you going to trade back to guarantee you get one of your guys? And just because, like, maybe you like Michael Penix, but how much more do you like the other guys? You know, if you say, like, these four are equal and we don't care, which would be rare, then okay. But short of that, you're gonna risk things by trading back if you want one of these, especially one of these three guys that including McCarthy that are in the mix.
John, thanks as always, man. We appreciate the time. We're in crunch time, 9 days till the draft kicks off. Thanks again, man.
Thanks, guys. Can't wait till it's over.
Yeah.
That's John Keim, Commanders reporter for ESPN.com. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk Caps with Tariq El-Bashir here on The Junks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.